Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a short story from the Megillah. And why is it exactly today? Well, actually, it should have been yesterday, the 23rd of Sivan, but we are running a day late. On the 23rd day of the month of Sivan, in the story of Purim, does anybody know what happened? What happened was that the king, Ahasuerus, told Mordechai that he could not take away the decree against the Jewish people, even though Haman was killed already and his sons were killed. But Mordechai was welcome to write any other decree that he wanted, and the king would sign it. So although the decree against the Jewish people would not be canceled, but Mordechai could write instructions for the Jewish people what they should do to defend themselves on that day. And since it would have the signature, the seal of the king, the approval of the king, therefore it was bound to succeed. And the Jewish people would be able to defend themselves. And as it actually happened, that they did and had a wonderful victory. Baruch Hashem, and we have a wonderful Yom Tov of Purim as a result. So the Rebbe points out that this idea that whatever the Jewish people would ask for, the Melech would approve of, is a very important idea for us, because we know that Ahasuerus was a symbol, a metaphor for Hashem. Of course, he was not a holy person. He was a very evil person. But nevertheless, from the holy perspective, everything in Torah has a holy perspective. From the holy perspective, Ahasuerus represents the king of the world, Hashem. Ahasuerus has in it the words Acher and Rosh, implying that from the end to the beginning, all is under the rule of Hashem. And therefore, the Rebbe says that just like on that 23rd of Sivan, when the Jewish people were allowed to ask from the Melech Ahasuerus anything that they wanted, and he would approve of it, he would put a seal of kingship on it. So too, on the 23rd of Sivan, seemingly that ever meant of any year, it's a very appropriate time, a very fortuitous time to ask for anything which we need. And Hashem will approve it. As it ever points out, that the symbolism applies to Hashem in a holy way and to the Jewish people in a holy way. Now, wait a minute, we seem to have a problem, because yesterday was the 23rd day of Sivan, and today is the 24th. Seemingly, we missed our chance. So I would suggest, based on the talks of the Rebbe on this type of a topic, as the Rebbe explains, that when there's a special day, a Yom Tov, a special Shabbos, a special reading of a parsha and so forth, which of course every Shabbos actually has this entire parsha, which is only read one time. So therefore, that is a special Shabbos for that parsha. And each Yom Tov, of course, is unique. And each day that there's something special that happens to Jewish people, the Rebbe points out that that idea or blessing or divine influence is repeated the next year, and the next year, and the next year. But in addition to that, that concept or that blessing comes into every day of the year, but it comes through that particular day. For example, let's take Pesach. Pesach is the day that the Jewish people went out of Mitzrayim. But actually, Chacham tell us that B'chol Yom Chayev Adam Liras Atzmo Ki'ilu Yatzim Mitzrayim, that every day a Jew has to see themselves as if they went out today, as the Alter Rebbe adds the word, an explanation, from Egypt. That is to say that it's not only on Pesach that a Jew should experience redemption, should experience going out of boundaries and limitations, as the word Mitzrayim means, boundaries and limitations. Not only on Pesach should we feel that feeling of freedom. We should feel it every day, as our Chacham tells us explicitly. Kol yom, chayev adam l'rosas atzmo, kilu yatz Mitzrayim. Every day a Jew has to see themselves as if they went out, as the Alter Rebbe has, that day from Mitzrayim, from Egypt. So too it is with every single Yom Tov. Let's take Shavuos. We say in the brachas of learning Torah every day, Noisin Torah. Hashem is the one who gives the Torah. Because every single day, we should feel as if the Torah is being given to us anew. As our Chacham tell us in the Gemara, and as Rashi brings in his explanation on Chumash, so too with every Yom Tov and every special day. And therefore, I would suggest that the 23rd set day of Sivan is no different, that there is some aspect of that every day. It's just that it's brought into the world and brought into the lives of the Jewish people on the 23rd of Sivan. And therefore, that's the source of that thing for every day of the year. Just as going out of Mitzrayim has its source on the day of Pesach, but we should try to go out of Mitzrayim, so to speak, every day. And just as on Rosh Hashanah, a Jewish person accepts Hashem as king, so every day we should accept Hashem as king. As we say in Modani, Melech Chai V'Kayam. As we say in the Shema, that we accept Hashem as our Melech. It's every day. So every day has to have a little bit of Rosh Hashanah in it, a little bit of Pesach in it, a little bit of Shavuos in it. And now we are learning that every day has to have a little bit, in my opinion, of the 23rd of Sivan as well. That is a day, an idea of Hashem approving, putting his seal of kingship, so to speak, on any request that we make. That if we make a request that is a proper request, a Torah request, with sincerity of our heart, I believe that it has the special ability to receive the seal of approval of Hashem. The source of it being the 23rd of Sivan, but that every day of the year has that capacity. Now, what about Mashiach and Geula? So, of course, that's our main request, because if we request Mashiach and Geula, then along with that will come the fulfillment of all of our other requests. Now, what's going to actually happen when Mashiach comes? So the Rambam discusses this, and he says in one place that the world will continue as before. Mashiach doesn't have to do any miracles. Nothing has to happen outside of nature, except that the Jewish people will no longer be oppressed by the nations of the world. However, at the same time, the Rambam later on tells us about miracles that will happen, that the nations of the world will miraculously not do anything wrong to the Jewish people, that they will be compared to a wolf being at peace with a lamb, which is, of course, not miraculous at all. And even though the Rambam says that it's only a metaphor, that the wolf will not actually be at peace with the lamb, but he says it's symbolic that the nations that act like wolves will be at peace with the Jewish people who act like a lamb. Although the Rambam also says that it's possible that it could be actual and that there will be wolves at peace with lambs. But in any case, from this we see that there are actually two different parts of the Geula. After all, when we have Techiyas HaMesim, the re-enlivening of those who have passed away, that's certainly a miracle. So clearly, the Rambam is speaking at the beginning about what the beginning of the redemption will be like. That will just be natural, and that the Jewish people will not be oppressed by other nations. But later, of course, wonderful miracles will happen, all the way up to and including that even there will be Techiyas HaMesim. So let us do our part, and more than our part, to be partners in this with Hashem, to be partners in this with all the great leaders of the Jewish people, and to do our part to learn more Torah, and to do more mitzvahs, increase in all areas of learning Torah, especially in the area of laws of Mashiach and insights and the spirituality of Mashiach and redemption. And this way, certainly, we will speed up the coming of redemption, the revelation of Mashiach, and transforming of the world into a Geula world. May happen immediately with your help and with our help, with everyone doing the most that they can. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.